How do you want to be fruitful in the world? And what does it mean to bear much fruit? Does it mean that you want to be married and have lots of kids? Does it mean you want to earn lots of money? Does it mean you want to have lots of friends, be very popular socially? How do you want to bear fruit? And what does Jesus mean when he says, you and I must bear fruit? I think that Jesus is less concerned with how many children you have than how well you form them in the faith. I think he's less concerned with how much money you earn than what you do with whatever money, great or small, you have. I don't think he's worried about popularity, but about communion of hearts. Mother Teresa is known for saying that the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Notice that this kind of fruit begins with silence, which means I'm slowing down to let God be the doer in me. Silence, prayer, faith, love. Then finally, we come to service and culminate with peace. To paraphrase St. Paul, if the only fruit we seek is this worldly fruit, we're the most miserable of people. Certainly we're in the world, but we must never belong to it. All that we do in the world is ultimately a preparation for life on high with Christ Jesus. Notice that in the last line of today's gospel, Jesus says that our job is to bear much fruit and to become his disciples. Bearing fruit and discipleship go hand in hand. If we're not bearing fruit, we're falling short in our discipleship. If we're not bearing fruit, maybe it's because we have no time for silence, no time for prayer, which really means no time for God, which means we're not growing in faith or love. Uh-oh. Exactly. Because we're commanded to bear fruit and to be disciples. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we're told that the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria was at peace. She was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, she grew in numbers. She was at peace, which means she had already found prayer in silence, faith in prayer, love in faith, and service in love, and then was at peace. Growing in numbers is another way of being fruitful. Our mission here at Newman, located on this university campus, is very simply to convert the campus and so convert the world. That's all we have to do. Convert the campus, convert the world. According to the Acts of the Apostles, it's the consolation of the Holy Spirit that enables us to grow in numbers. What's the consolation of the Holy Spirit? It means that we're comforted by the loving power of the Holy Spirit. Not comforted by you and me. We're comforted by fire. The Holy Spirit builds us up in purity and love so that we're not afraid to be bold for the love of Christ. Do you want to be bold for the love of Christ? Do you want to be bold for the love of Christ? Twice in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we're told that St. Paul spoke out boldly in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Boldness is the fruit of prayer, faith, and love. The church doesn't need you to be St. Paul, but the church does need you to be bold like St. Paul was bold. We need you to bear fruit in silent prayer, in faith, in love, in service, in peace. And there to experience the consoling fire and the healing love of the Holy Spirit. And with that, to empower you to speak out boldly in the name of Jesus with your friends, your family, your co-workers, and even with acquaintances and strangers. This kind of boldness has nothing to do with arrogance. Christian boldness isn't about being right. It's about love. I don't know that I'm right. But I love Christ. And I act out of my love for him. We have something incredible here at Newman. And we need to invite people boldly to come. We have something incredible here. And it has nothing to do with the preaching of our priests or the quality of our music, forgive me, or the greatness of our community. We need to invite people here not to see you and me, but to encounter Christ. We have the risen, glorious Christ here in our midst. And we must not keep him to ourselves. We must bear fruit in speaking out boldly to others. I have encountered the Savior, and I want you to meet him too. The Savior that I know loves me better than I've ever been loved in my life. The Savior I know knows me better than I know myself. And this Savior heals me from the inside out and calls me to invite many others to experience his healing and loving presence. Quite literally, I would lay down my life for him. And that's why I want you to know him too. Church, it is time for the Lord to act and for you and me to bear much fruit. So here's the homework for the week. In your silence and prayer this week, beg the Master to fill you with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, to fill you with fire, and with boldness to speak out in the name of Jesus.